Morning, everybody. Good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. What day is today? Today is the 6th of June.
It is.
Look at that.
'Tis the month of my birth.
Can you believe it? Have you started celebrating?
Well, all I've done is started thinking about what I want to do. And so I told I told my husband the other day, I was like, I know what I want to do for my birthday. And he was like, oh, Lord, prepare me, you know.
Here we go.
And I said, I want to pet some kangaroos. So we're going to, you know, probably do that. And then I want to go and eat at this really yummy restaurant that we found in Nashville a couple of years ago, a year ago, something like that. So we're going to just like stay a night in Nashville sometime, not necessarily on my birthday, but just for my birthday sometime in the next few weeks. We're going to do that.
Well, that will be fun. Look at you go.
That's what I want to do is pet some kangaroos. Have a nice meal. It's a perfect birthday.
Have a nice meal. It is a perfect birthday. I didn't do anything for my 50th birthday, you know, because we were in the middle of a move and everything was crazy. You know, most people do something monumental on their 50th birthday. So this year's 51. And I got to think of something really cool to do.
Well, I mean, you're doing a trip, so that'll be good. But like you could make it about your birthday if you wanted.
That's true. Which trip are you talking about? Tampa?
No, I was talking about Vegas.
That's true. I have Vegas and then Tampa. It's like sandwiched in between. Mm-hmm. So that's true. I'm doing a couple trips this year. So I could just like party for like an entire 2 months straight is what I could do. Just make it one long rage is what I could do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You guys, before we get to news, really quickly wanted to talk about, I know we mentioned this last week and perhaps even the week before, but this bill, this crazy bill of Amy Klobuchar's, and unfortunately it's co-sponsored by Chuck Grassley, who I think is just so old that he doesn't realize maybe that he's co-sponsoring it. I don't know. But anyway, it's mostly Amy Klobuchar's bill. She just rewrote it last week. This is Senate Bill 2992. It's like the American Innovation and Choice Online Act, I think is the acronym. And it's awful. And it's universally awful. So like there's so much bipartisan agreement about how terrible it is that it is in danger of not reaching the Senate floor. However, she's really, really pushing this. And the closer we get to midterms, you know, it's going to be harder and harder for them. That's why she's really wanting this to get on the Senate floor immediately. So the push still needs to happen. And if you want to see all the details about how to get your representative a letter really super easy with just an online form, this is what the folks at NetChoice are offering right now. So if you go to netchoice.org/2992, quick online form to fill out. You'll get a letter to your representative saying, do not let Amy Klobuchar pass this god-awful bill because it just puts more power in the government's hands. That is not what anybody wants. So netchoice.org/2992. Get your letter out immediately.
I love how they name these bills like innovation, blah, blah, bull crap. And you're just like, okay.
We're on to you.
Yeah, I would give me a break, Amy Klobuchar. What if she's like the shaking chihuahua? She was so shaky during the election. Remember?
Oh, shaky. So nervous.
She's such a chihuahua. Okay, so you guys, listen, insiders and locals, if you haven't checked out insiders and locals, you should do that. Today, we're going to be putting out something special for those two groups, insiders and the locals, around 3 p.m. Eastern. So if you are one of in one of those groups or in both of those groups, stay tuned for that special thing, that special announcement that is coming out today at 3 Eastern. And then everybody else is going to be getting that news around the end of this week. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited about the info that is coming out today. Very excited about that. So stay tuned for that, insiders and locals. Okay.
That's right. And it's for local supporters. So you have to be a supporter in order to get that piece of news.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. You guys, if you have not seen some of the video that's coming out of this Dallas, Texas bar, Mr., which is a drag show bar, they decided to have a daytime family event for their, you know, part of Pride Month, right? And it is horrifying because kids were invited to this event. Kids are front row in the audience, and kids are handing dollar bills to these drag queens that are shaking their asses all over the stage in front of a giant neon sign that says, "It's not gonna lick itself."
Oh my God.
Imagine being a parent, taking your kid to that and having that kid say, "What does that mean? What does that sign mean, mommy?" I mean, I'm not even mad at the bar as much as I am at the idiot parents who would drag their kids to this. Like, what in the world?
Well, I guess that's the biggest question. Who are these parents? Who are the parents?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so vile. I mean, that whole front row is kids. They look to be about, I don't know, younger than Gwen. They're probably 9, 10, some of them. What are we doing?
Well, we're not doing it. That's the thing. Because I mean, I know people are like, don't judge. You're not supposed to judge. I'm totally judging you. I'm judging the crap out of you right now. That's like, that is insanity. Those kids do not need to be in there. They don't understand what any of that is. And their parents are wholly responsible for what's going on there. The parents are. That's the thing. It's like you say, the bar is one thing. And what they're doing inside that bar is a complete other thing, right? And I don't, mm-hmm. listen, like what they do in those bars, whatever, do what you're going to do. I don't really care. But when you start dragging kids into that, like that's where I get really bristly. Like, I'm just like, what the hell are these parents doing? What are they doing? These people are like, we need to protect the children. We have to protect them. Really? Because what are you doing? Like, that is insanity.
It's freaking whack.
Yeah, it's whack.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Just so disgusting. So there's a lot of play about that. There were some people that were protesting outside that got into scraps with some of the, the freak show people that were there in support of it. So a lot of hullabaloo going on around this. I'm glad that there's a lot of attention being drawn to it because, you know, for all of these miserable idiots who are trying to say, nobody wants to groom your kids. Really? I don't know what else you call that. I mean, what in the world?
That is grooming. There it is. That is grooming right there. Yeah. Wow. And these are the same people who, if you have a girl growing up who is 6 years old, 5, 6 years old, and who just likes to play with trucks, right? And who just isn't really interested in girly things, who's kind of tomboyish. And then the parents start going, oh my God. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we need to like give this little girl puberty blockers because she, you know, is displaying. This is the thing. Like, nobody's allowed to be a tomboy anymore. Nobody's allowed to like just go through phases in a liberal household, in a progressive liberal household. People have gone completely insane with this stuff. It's like, what is going on? And it's that. I see this kind of crap.
I mean, it's everywhere. It's absolutely, positively everywhere.
Watch Nickelodeon, watch those kind of like Disney, Nickelodeon, all of those shows, like networks and those conglomerates who are already like trying to get their tentacles into your kids, making them think that this is all just, they're normalizing this stuff.
Yeah. One of our writers, Rachel, on our website at chicksontheright.com shared an amazing story that is super long. So like just settle in if you're going to read this, but it's of a woman who is detransitioning. She's only 23. And she talks about in great detail, in excruciating detail, what her mindset was as a girl, what led her to decide that she wanted to be a boy, that she wanted to be trans, and then what ultimately got her out of that mindset. And it's such a just an unbelievable account of what is happening so much to teenage girls, because they are the ones that are at the greatest risk of falling into this mindset, because they get into these rabbit holes online through social media, through Tumblr and all that stuff. And the devastation that it causes and the way that they are failed by their institutions at every step of the way. It's so horrifying. Everybody should read it. It is really long, but it's long for a reason, because it gives you step-by-step details of what this mindset looks like, how it affects young girls who grew up completely normal. This is not a case of a girl who at a very young age thought, I feel different. No, this totally happened because of just teen angst. And then thankfully, this girl's mom was like, no, I'm not, you're not doing any of that. And of course, there was trouble with the parents and her for a while. Amazing story. Everybody needs to read it. Go to our website. You can get to it from there, chicksontheright.com.
It's total insanity.
Insanity. Total insanity. And then I forgot that in addition to Pride Month, it is also the month for Juneteenth. So you're going to see a lot of celebrations and recognition of Juneteenth coming up. Our own Indianapolis Children's Museum is under fire right now because, and you remember the Children's Museum, you've been to the Children's Museum.
Many times, many, many times. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't decide who's really in the wrong here, if it's the museum or if it's TMZ for going after the museum so hard. But essentially what they did is that they are celebrating Juneteenth. And one of the ways that they decided to celebrate it is that in their cafeteria, the museum cafeteria, they are offering Juneteenth watermelon salad. So that's what they're offering. And it's specifically, I've seen the picture of it. It's a salad in a little plastic container, and it says Juneteenth watermelon salad. Initially, when there was the TMZ report that said, what the hell are you doing? This is super racist. The museum wrote back and said, no. Don't you understand? Red foods have historically been served to remember the blood that was shed on the way to freedom. And so TMZ's write-up says, we've never heard that one before, but okay. And then ultimately the museum apologized and said, the museum apologizes and acknowledges the negative impact that stereotypes have on communities of color. We have removed the salad from our menu. We value our relationships with visitors and communities. We've learned from this experience. And I'm just like, can we just stop with the whole idea that watermelon is somehow racist? Because I'm guaranteeing you that like lots and lots of Black people eat watermelon, enjoy watermelon. I don't know why we have to keep making this a thing.
Right. It's like, exactly. Like people start, I don't know why we like continue to do this. And like everybody like associates certain foods with certain like, I don't know, ethnicities or whatever. I don't know. And not only that, but why would they do that to begin with? Because they knew that it was going to probably start something anyway, right? You know? I mean, it's like, I don't know. Why would they pick that anyway?
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like, this is the thing. It's like, could you not have chosen like macaroni salad? Just to just avoid this entire thing with everybody? And just why would they? Just why?
I know. And so now I don't know who to be mad at.
I'm mad at everybody with this one. You know? It's just so dumb. Like everything is so dumb, but I mean, everybody in this entire story is dumb. Everybody.
They really are.
Everybody's dumb.
Everybody is dumb. Mm-hmm. You guys, now that the whole, everybody knows about Putin's price hikes and how it's like all Putin's fault that anything bad in the United States is happening at all. Right. And so you're already starting to hear little like snippets here and there across the interwebs and across media that there is an upcoming food shortage. Okay, so we're now supposed to prepare for that. Like in addition to prices being high and it costing like $20 to get like meat from your deli, now we have to worry about food shortages because of Ukraine and Russia and wheat and whatever. So I'm just saying, everybody should always have some sort of a disaster recovery plan in place that includes emergency food. And the best place to get your emergency food kit, in fact, you can get a 3-month kit and save $150 on it, is from our friends at My Patriot Supply. And if you check them out at preparewiththechicks.com, if you go to that specific link, you're going to save $150 on their 3-month emergency food kit, which stores for up to 25 years and has delicious food in it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I'm freaking out about the food stuff, you guys. I really am, because of all the stuff that I've seen with truckers. Truckers are trying to warn people and people aren't listening. And so it's one of those things where I'm probably going to go order a couple more of these kits just to be on the safe side. It is mm-hmm. freaking me out now. I mean, I'm not trying to be an alarmist or one, you know, I'm like a conspiracy theorist, but when truckers start telling people and then they're squelching their posts on social media, that's when I start going, all right, it's probably time to start getting some more water.
It's time to listen.
Some more of this stuff. Yeah. It's starting to freak me out a little.
For sure. So it's My Patriot Supply, but preparewiththechicks.com is the web address that you want to check out. And when you're done ordering your 3-month emergency food kit, and you're still feeling like you're kind of hungry, don't forget Omaha Steaks too. If you go to omahasteaks.com and use keyword chicks, you can still get in on their Dads Want Steaks package. So check them out, prepare yourself, store food, load up now, you guys. Get it in your freezers now.
Have stuff in your freezer. It's a great thing. Yeah, totally do that. And then also make sure that you guys are following us on all of our socials. Chicks on Right.
Yeah, why would they not do that? Why would they not be doing that?
I don't know why they wouldn't be doing that. I'm not really sure.
Guess what's going to happen on Fallon this week?
I don't know. I never watched that show. I don't stay up that late, but
that's way late.
Oh my God, it's so late. People stay up that late?
They do. And they probably will. Some of them will extra stay up late this week. I don't know what day, but sometime this week, Joe Biden is making his first late night show appearance on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Mm-hmm. He stays up that late.
And they're going to have so many naps.
They're going to have like smelling salts for Joe Biden to get on that show that late. My God, imagine the drugs he's going to have to be on to stay on that show that late. He's going to be so sleepy and so drugged up. God, that's going to be epic. And imagine the questions he's going to get, the softball, ridiculous questions he's going to get on that show.
Well, and you know what? He probably won't have to stay up late. It'll be pre-recorded at a time that's convenient for him, like at 10 a.m. You know what I mean?
With no audience. He'll probably have no audience.
He'll just build in the claps.
Yeah. And Fallon won't ask him any questions about how much the country completely sucks right now and how piss poor of a job he's doing. He won't ask him any questions like that at all.
No.
Fallon. He's going to go on Fallon.
Speaking of Fallon, did you see the, not karaoke, what's the word? The lip sync challenge that Tom Cruise did on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
So this was going around socials over the weekend, and with the caption that said, "Is there anything that Tom Cruise can't do?" And he lip synced to that Weekend song, "I Can't Feel My Face."
I Can't Feel My Face, yeah.
And it was amazing. Like, he looked like he was singing the song. And he like had this like super sexy, swarthy sway. And like, he did so good that people all over socials are like, "I give up." Like, Tom Cruise is too perfect of a human. And it's ridiculous. And I've had enough of it.
It's that billion year contract with Scientology, you know?
It must be.
It has to be that. And you finally saw Top Gun. So now everybody in our audience has to hurry up and see it, right? So we can talk about it freely and give all the spoiler alerts.
Yes, it was as billed. It was very, very good. Very good.
Right? It was excellent. You guys all have to run and see that movie immediately. You have to. And it's like you forgive him for having his one center tooth. It's that good.
I know. And Jennifer Connelly is freaking gorgeous. Like, it's not even right.
She and Tom Cruise both do not age. It's ridiculous. So stupid. Oh, I want whatever they're having. I want all the things that they're having.
For real. For real. All right. Speaking of Biden, they're trying to get him out in front of the public as often as possible, clearly, to keep saying things that are not affecting public perception of him at all. So I know that they want him to convince us all how good we all have it. It's not working. And yet they continue to trot him out to try to say, most recently in this clip, "You guys, everybody says that they're really financially comfortable right now."
Right. We're doing great. You guys are doing great, right? Everybody's doing great. I mean, 401ks are great. Everything's great. Gas. It's fine.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
Yeah. If you say it enough, it must be true. A lot of times in this country, people don't think, where does my food come from? First of all, they just like, "Oh, it just comes from a store." Okay. Right. And so they walk in there and they think it just like shows up here on the shelf. And so they don't know that it comes from actual suppliers who deliver it there, and then actual farmers who grow it for them, and ranchers, you know, who actually raise animals. They don't know these things. They don't care. Because they live in cities and they have no idea where their food comes from or where their supplies come from. They just don't know. They need to thank a farmer, thank a rancher, thank a truck driver who gets it there. And eventually that's going to stop if this doesn't get under, all of this doesn't get under control. People don't realize that. It's not like this is never going to end at some point. There's an end point to this craziness unless Biden gets this under control. And I mean, I'm just like looking, I'm looking around and I'm going, the prices just keep going up and up and up. Eventually the bubble's going to burst. And then what? What's going to happen?
Well, and then I'll tell you what, instead of petting kangaroos, I'll be eating them. That's what's going to happen.
Right. You're right. You're right.
We'll be Venezuela.
I'm not above it. As long as if it tastes like chicken, I'm good, you know?
Okay, let me play this Biden clip of him telling us that just nothing to see here, you guys. You all feel great about your financial position right now.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
Oh, my God. He's just drunk. It's like, I can't. Do people buy this crap? Do they actually sit there and go, oh, yeah, well, I mean, President Biden's saying it, so it's true.
He's saying my savings are great, so it must be fine.
You know what's interesting? I find very, very interesting, too, just something that I've noticed over the past 6 months. I have at least two liberal friends. One was a sorority sister of mine, and another was a friend from high school. Total liberals. I mean, flaming libs who just hated Donald Trump, made it known to me how much they hated Donald Trump. And I these people were friends of mine. So I just kind of listened to their bullshit about whatever progressive crap they want to say. One in particular, my sorority sister, I remember going to a game with her a couple of years ago and when Trump was in office, and she just, you know, well, you're a conservative, but let me tell you all the things that, you know, you're wrong about, the policies that Trump is wrong about, and how we're basically going to stomp you in the next election, which, you know, they did win, and look at us now, right? I mean, everything sucks. And now I looked at my Facebook the other day, and she has just blocked me completely, completely blocked me. And we've been friends for, gosh, 30 years. And I'm like, I can't even find her in a search. That's how hard she's blocked me. Same with this other high school friend. And it makes me wonder, like, a lot of these people who voted for him, are they just freaked out by the fact that they have created this hell? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me wonder if they're just, they're so like, la, la, I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? I don't want to. Or if they're proud of themselves, like if they actually believe what Biden is saying in that clip, do they believe that things are okay? I mean, I'm curious. Do they actually think that everything is okay? Or are they so embarrassed and ashamed and just, you know, feeling remorseful that they put us in the position that we're in? I'm just curious because there's a lot of silence out there. You know?
Well, there's not. I mean, like, there's not on some social media, like on TikTok, for example. I see incredible lunacy, just absolute crazy excuses for what some of the liberals who voted for him are using. The weirdest one that I saw, and this was over the weekend, I saw someone say that it is because we, people like us, voted for Trump, who was so awful for the country, that it paved the way for people to get so mad about him that they would vote for someone as bad as Biden. So therefore it is our fault. Like, that's the leap that they took. Yeah.
I mean, they realized that there were like 16 candidates that ran on their side, right? I mean, they had like a bench that was so filled with losers that this was their king loser. They realized that, right? I mean, it wasn't like he was the only guy that ran. They had a gajillion people.
There's also people who are like, I think Biden's doing great. And I'm just like, by what measure though? Like, give me a measure. And then they'll throw back something like, well, wages are up. I'm just like, but they're not. When you consider the fact that everything has overshadowed any increase in wages, that's just not accurate to say anymore.
It's like, you want to say, you must be working for the government.
I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely bonkers. Anyway, before I forget, I wanted to remind everybody, I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but remember how there was all the hullabaloo with the 2020 election and all the confusion about what Mike Pence was going to be able to do when it came to the electoral vote count and how it was all this big jumbled mess and like all these theories about what different people could do and what his powers were. And it was just crazy. And that is why we still, to this day, don't have unity on what actually happened with the election. So because of that, there is still some ambiguity and some vagueness around the vice presidential role when it comes to the electoral count. And so there's a group called Presidential Election Project. It's presidentialelectionproject.com. And you can go there and check out what this group is trying to do to reform the Electoral Count Act. Because what's the fear is now that Kamala Harris is vice president is that because there's ambiguity and vagueness around this act, that she could just be like, I'm just going to decide that these electoral votes don't matter. These don't matter. These don't matter. And just, you know, even if Joe Biden loses, decide herself that she's not going to let that happen. And so changes need to be made. Specificity needs to be added to this. And so the people behind this project really want you to learn about it and to spread the word. So if you wouldn't mind, like no strings attached, I promise. Just go to the website, learn about it, share the website with your friends. PresidentialElectionProject.com.
Yeah, because we don't want her in charge of anything. We don't want her in charge doing especially that, because the chick can't she can't handle jack squat.
Right. And that's a big ass job. And we would like that job to be clear. You know what I mean? So just check it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a couple clips that I wanted to share of Jake Tapper talking to the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo. I don't know how to say her name. It doesn't matter.
We'll just call her Gina R. Just call her Gina R.
Gina R. He's hard on her. Jake Tapper has been on a bit of a roll recently and trying to take these cabinet members to task about how bad things are. So in this first clip, and they're both very short, the first clip, he asks her specifically about inflation and says to her, listen, Secretary Yellen just admitted last week that she was wrong about inflation being transitory. So you were wrong too, right? Like that's his question to her. And then the spin, just watch.
Yellen this week said she got it wrong about inflation. In July, you told Bloomberg that inflation would be temporary about a year ago. As recently as 6 months ago, you were calling inflation a quote, short-term problem, not a long-term problem. So you got it wrong too.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you. So clearly we are and Americans are struggling with inflation, but I don't think anyone predicted Putin's war in Ukraine or various other things that have happened that have been unexpected. I still think, we will get inflation under control. We just have to stick with it and see it through.
What does that even mean?
We're going to stick with it. We're just going to stick with what? Stick with sucking? What does that mean? What is it? Sticking with what? Sticking with getting it wrong? Because she's not admitting to that. I love how she's like, yeah, good morning. Yeah.
It's so nice to be here.
This is, I can't wait. I'm getting berated right off the bat. Good morning. This is going to be fun. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Well, there's another one. And so that was the inflation clip. Then he asked her, because of course there's been so much hullabaloo about the timeline that, you know, when did the White House find out about the baby formula thing? Because now we're hearing from some experts that say they knew about this last fall and just didn't do jack about it. And then there was the thing about, oh yeah, President Biden was informed about this in February. Now that's been shifted to April. And so because Gina is the actual Commerce Secretary, Jake Tapper wants to know when she found out about it, and here is what she said.
This week said he didn't learn about the severity of the infant formula shortage until April, but problems first emerged back at the Abbott plant back in October 2021. An industry executive said they knew how bad this could get when the plant closed in February. You're the Secretary of Commerce. When did you first learn of this problem?
I first learned about it, a couple of months ago. So this is a difficult issue, but yes, probably April. I'm not involved in the administration's response here, I should say, but I think they're doing a very good job.
So do you know when you found out, or do you not know? What the hell?
And then she said, God, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, babies are starving. They're doing a fantastic bang-up job. Okay, Gina.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. You know, if I were a mother, I'd be that chick who actually stockpiled it. Like, if I found it, I would stockpile it. Because here in Texas, there are places that have it. And so I would be one of those moms who would just, I would hoard it. And I, if people judge me for that, you judge me. I don't care. It's my kid. And I would do whatever it took to feed my kid. And I know that there are people out there that, like, there are states that some don't have it, and some do have it. I mean, it's like, it's not toilet paper, y'all. I can wipe my butt with leaves, okay? This isn't toilet paper. If I have to feed my kid, I'm going to do whatever it takes to feed my kid, come hell or high water. Like, I will hoard that crap. I will do whatever it takes. I will buy every can everywhere to make sure that I feed my kid. And there are moms out there that I'm sure that are doing that. And that's why there are shortages. And, you know, I don't judge those moms for doing that. If they are buying 18,000 cans wherever they can get it, and they are, like, stockpiling because they don't know the next time that they're going to be able to find a can of baby food, a baby formula. I mean, by all means, they're going to do that. It's insane what's happening. This should not be happening in the United States of America, what is happening here. It's shame on this administration for allowing this to happen and for putting mothers in that position. It's a disgrace what is happening. This administration is such an inept joke. I mean, can you imagine if this were Trump? Again, if this were Trump, there would be such a massive outcry. And these people would, I mean, they'd be with pitchforks in front of the White House, like, just demanding his head on a platter. It's unbelievable. It's outrageous.
What is in your wax sack today?
Oh, my God. Okay, you got me off guard. Hold on. Let me get this. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay. So there was a sheep. He was sentenced to 3 years in jail after being convicted of killing a woman. It's a sheep. So he's actually.
What are you
he's
even actually, saying?
He's actually a ram. He was taken into police custody in South Sudan earlier this month. He attacked a woman. She was 45 years old. She died because of her injuries. I mean, it's really sad that she died, but he attacked her by hitting her ribs. And she was it kind of makes me mad because they call her in the article, they call her an old woman. She was 45. I mean, I'm like, what? I take offense to that. But anyways, so she died immediately. And it happened in, I don't know what these little provinces are called, but it's in Roombeck East in a place called Akuyel Yol. Anyways, I don't know where that is. But the ram was apprehended and currently under custody at a police station. And he was sentenced to 3 years in jail. This is
but
what
like,
they do.
Where was he? Was he just a free range roaming ram before that? And so now he's just going to be like in a cage?
Yeah. Well, no, I think actually he was owned by somebody and he got loose. But they explain why he was arrested for his actions. The owner is innocent and the ram is the one who perpetrated the crime. So it deserves to be arrested. And then later on the case, it shall be forwarded to customary court where the case can be handled amicably. The ram will now spend the next 3 years in a military camp in a county headquarters in Sudan's Lake State. It is unknown if the animal has expressed remorse for its crime.
You know that ram is like, score! That's going to be awesome!
It gets to go to jail. This is the thing. When the ram is freed from prison, it will also be gifted to the family in accordance with local law. I mean, this is what happens in Sudan. This
oh my
is
God.
The thing. Yeah, it headbutted. Why do they keep saying old woman? This is so pissing me off. Like, there's so many tweets about this, and they keep saying it headbutted an old woman. The woman was 45. I find that more whack than the fact that the ram is going to prison for 3 years. The woman was 45. Stop
that's
it, Sudan. Quit calling a 45-year-old woman old. Stop. I feel like she was young. Anyways, that's your whack. That's your whack.
Hey, really quickly, do not forget, if you have not become a Facebook insider or a Locals supporter, today's the day, man, like right now, because we are going to be giving a special announcement to those two groups at 3 p.m. Eastern today. So sign up if you haven't.
It's super excited about the news we're delivering today. Very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in, Cash. Bring it in. Bring it in, Cash. You gonna get up? No, he's not getting up. Lazy bones. You guys bring it in.
Yeah,
he's up. There he is. He's getting up. Oh, guys, we hope that you have the best Monday ever, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Former Russiagate investigator Cash Patel takes us deep into what we know about the Russia hoax and talks about his new children's book on the subject. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also explain how the powerful are openly telling you how they plan to restrict your freedom of speech and keep track of your every move. But of course, they say it's all for your own good. Join me, follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.